Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Well, hey church, how are you today? I hope you've had an amazing week. But if you haven't had such a great week, I really want to encourage you right here, right now. Just make a decision. You're going to lean into God and let Him build you up and encourage you today, because I know that's exactly what He's going to do. But before we get into the Word, why don't we pray? Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, for your kindness, for your love upon our lives, Lord God, every day. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for right now, for this moment. We can set our lives aside, Lord God. We can set, Lord, all the routine and the other things aside, the distractions aside, Lord God. And Father, we can just lean into you. Lord, we can just hear you speak to us right now. And so, Father, I pray for every heart. Lord, we'll be open before your word. Every person watching, Lord God, every person listening, Lord God, I just pray, Father, that your word would find its home in their hearts, Lord God, that it would be sown deeply into their hearts, Lord, and bear forth much good fruit. So right now, Lord God, we just welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, come, speak to every heart today. Speak to us, Lord. We pray and we thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. And if you agree, why don't you say it? Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good to be here, and it's such a joy for me to be able to come and bring the word for you today. You know, as I sat down to write this message, I was really just asking God, what is it that you want to say today, Lord? What is it that you want to say to your people? You know, sometimes it's easy to think, I've got to come up with something, whether it be something, a situation like this, or when you're talking to somebody on the streets, like, what am I going to do? But really, God's already got words that He wants to bring. And I was just sitting there thinking about that. And so as I was flicking through my notes that after I have notes that I just write down random things when I'm reading the Bible, things that just stand out to me, or words or thoughts or whatever. And I had just rediscovered, I'd written down this word, overlap. I'd just written the word and a few little random thoughts underneath it, no particular scripture attached, but it just caught my attention and I really couldn't escape it. Overlap. And as I began to ponder what it is and what it could possibly mean to us, I started to think about what actually an overlap is. You know, an overlap is really the partial layering of two or more things. They're not completely separate, nor are they completely one, but at some point they meet and one of them covers the other. It's a point of intersection. And I got to think, as soon as I thought of that word intersection, you know what? Our God is a God of intersection. We see it all the way through our Bible. I know that you've experienced in your own life, but from beginning to end, God is intersecting with man. Heaven is intersecting with earth, and it's the reason that God sent His Son Jesus to humanity, because an intersection is a choice. You know, when you come to an intersection, whether you're walking or you're driving, when you come to an intersection, suddenly you have a choice. Which way will I go? And before Jesus came and died on the cross, we were at a road with no intersection, with no choice. We were on a road and it was heading to hell. I don't know, a lot of people don't want to say that, but it's the truth. But what I love is the fact that even as it says in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. But even way before Jesus' time to come appeared, God was seeking mankind's attention, seeking to intersect with them. You know, it's like in Genesis 28, and many of you will know this passage. It's a passage speaking about Jacob, and he was traveling along in life just like you and I, and he stopped to sleep for the night. And from verse 12, it says this. It says, he had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord. He said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants a land on which you are lying. And then it goes down to verse 16 and it says, when Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Here is an intersection right there between heaven and earth, and it's found in the overlap. It's found in that place, because that's what an overlap does. It causes an intersection of two things. And it's a wonderful, amazing thing. But, you know, it's another thing that I see in the word overlap. It's that there's also a sense of unity. There's a sense of unity. Isn't it true? If we take our hand and overlap it with somebody else's in a handshake, it's recognized around the world as a symbol of unity and friendship. So when I hear the word overlap, I realize that there's also a sense of unity with it. Psalm 133 verses 1 to 3 says how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down over Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. You know, blessing comes from unity. But for this to flow, it calls for a certain alignment to be present. You know, we're coming into this year of kingdom alignment. I love that fact that God has spoken that over us as a church, kingdom alignment. Why? Because in Amos 3 verse 3, it says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? See, God is taking us somewhere and he wants us to go together with him and to go with each other to the place that he's taking us. And it's in this place of alignment that allows for things to be exchanged from one to another and growth and increase to come. See, overlap causes unity and it causes increase. For example, it's the overlap of colours that new colours are birthed. We start with like our primary colours. Who knows them? We know them. They're red, they're yellow, they're blue. But when you overlap blue and yellow, suddenly green is formed. When you overlap red and blue, purple is created. Red and yellow, we get orange. In the same way, God's desire is for you to grow and increase, and it's found in the overlap. Isaiah 54 verse 2 to 3 says, enlarge the place of your tent. This is his declaration. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. You know, when we align ourselves with him and with his kingdom, increase comes. The next thing that I think of when I think of overlap is that overlap is the place of change. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. You know, God is certainly doing something new, and don't we know it? Like right now, I think pretty much everything in my life has changed, and yours, I'm sure, the same. Everything that we've known has either changed or is changing. But God says it's okay because he's saying he's doing a new thing. So change is not bad when God is in control. It's in the place where the baton is passed. I love that thought. It's in the overlap that the baton is passed, and that will cause change. So for an example, we have Shane. He recently stepped down from the state presidency for ACC Victoria. And he passed the baton. That was the phrase that everybody was using. He's passing the baton to the next state president. And it's going to bring change. But guess what? As good as it's been, when it's the right season for change, then change will come. And we need to understand that change is good. And when we embrace God change, the whole team wins. Has anyone ever been a part of a high school sports day? Then you know that there's usually a relay race. Like, I don't know a sports day where there wasn't a relay race involved. That's when one runner sets off when they've got like a baton in their hand and they're in the starting blocks. They start off with a baton in their hand. And at some point, if they've been running like crazy down their lane as the race starts, but then they come to a point, just probably at the point where they're getting to the end of their strength or the end of their energy at that place, a fresh runner is seen up ahead and he's waiting in the lane ahead of them, ready to take the baton from their hand and continue the next segment of the race. You know what happens when a baton exchange is good? Then what happens is the whole team wins. Because if you know how it works and you also understand that before the first runner gets there, the second runner has actually already begun their race. They're not standing stationary waiting, but they're actually in the race themselves. They're already running when the first runner comes up behind them. And what they must do then is come into sync with their running pace. See, that's that alignment thing again. But when they come into sync, the baton is passed and it's passed well. were it not for the overlap, the runners would have to slow down or even stop. There would be like this disconnect or a disengagement with the race as things were put down by one and then picked up by another. But the overlap allows a continuity to flow. It allows strength to be passed and momentum to be maintained. But ultimately, it's here. Not just for momentum and all those things, but it's actually here to facilitate change. That's one of the effects of the overlap. It's also in the overlapping of generations that we find strength in community and a sense of family is built. It's where an exchange takes place. I love this. I just so love it. For when the generations overlap, what I've noticed is wisdom is dispersed, faith is increased, and energy is infused. Psalm 145 verse 4 to 7 says, "One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts," speaking of God. "They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on your wonderful works." Notice this, they do this, I will do that. It says they tell of the power of your awesome works and I will proclaim your mighty deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. I love that. One generation passing on the goodness, reminding and teaching and encouraging and standing as an example of the good things that God has done. You know, one of the things I've loved about Enjoy is that we make room for every generation. In fact, I know that there's been times in our journey when we have specifically gone after particular generations, different generations, if we felt that they've been missing or they're lacking for our church. I remember one time we went out right in the early days and we were in the smaller building here at West Location, and that was our main church, and we went in there and it was only a small platform and there was no lights. It was just normal fluorescent lights. And in that moment, there was a time when Shane just said, "You know what? We need youth in our church. We don't have youth in our church." So he said, "What are we going to do?" And we went and we fundraised. And well, we didn't fundraise. We did an offering. We had an offering, and it was our first ever kingdom building offering. And it allowed us to then extend the platform, put up lights, and just create an atmosphere and an environment that would really be welcoming to the youth that we were wanting to attract. And we found that as we did our part, and that's our part, but God then did an incredible work of bringing youth in through our people, through our church. And it was amazing. So we've continuously and consciously sought to cultivate this great love and appreciation between the generations for one another. You know, what I've found is that really brings such a strength. Strength for the old, strength for the new, strength for everyone in between. But I got to say too, to be honest, guys, you have made it so, so easy. We are so appreciative of your amazing hearts. You love each other so well, and I'm so grateful for that, because what I see is when people of all backgrounds and all ages and all generations come in, there's always somebody there to greet them, someone there to draw them in and to make them feel welcome. You know, when I see our youth and our young adults doing life with our more mature brothers and sisters, maybe the parents and the grandparents, that kind of age, I don't know where I fit into there. I'm in there somewhere, but I know I'm both the young one and the old one. I've just made that decision right now. But whatever it is, I see our young people leaning into our older people. They gain a wisdom for life and a broader faith perspective than they would otherwise have, which is such an incredible benefit, such an incredible blessing. And in the same way, when I find our older brothers and sisters maintaining such a vitality and a zest for life and a zeal for God that maybe wouldn't have continued in the same way, wouldn't have been stoked the same way. And it's just so incredible. But one of the reasons that we're always encouraging this is that we understand that every person and every generation has its own strength. See, I love our young people, the zeal and the energy they bring. I love our older people who have gone through the trials of life and they continue to stand in faith, continue to live the example. Just as Paul says, you know, imitate me as I imitate Christ. They're those people in our world. And when we stir the generations to overlap, we know that we will bring strength to each other as a family and as a community. See, there isn't one generation or one person for that matter that doesn't have something that they can add and contribute to the life and faith of others. It's wonderful, but its fullness is only seen in the overlap. So right now, if you're wondering what's going on in the world today, I got to say, looking at the news right now, things that we never thought we'd ever see are happening on our news. Things that we'd never hear, we're hearing of right now. It can feel a little crazy. But I want to tell you, really what's happening is we are in the overlap right now. We are in the place of intersection. We are in the place of choice. As I said, you know, at the beginning, intersection will bring a choice. So what are these choices? What are the choices that are found in the overlap? The first one we saw was unity. Unity. How united will I be? What will I do? Will I draw myself into the place of unity? Unity does not mean uniformity, but it does mean alignment of heart. And that's the second one. Unity, alignment is a choice. Increase, will I increase? That may sound crazy to some. You may look at this and go, how could I not want to increase? But you know what? Increase brings change. Increase brings new things. It means that it takes us out of our comfort zone. So there's a choice to increase, a choice to change, a choice to exchange. Will we take what we've got and give it to others? Will we also acknowledge the fact that others could give something to us? I want to encourage you today. We are in this incredible, unique place of overlap. And in a world that begs and demands for choice, we are spoiled for choice. But if we're spoiled for choice, that also means we have to choose. We have to choose. The one place in my Bible I found the word overlap. And believe me, I looked. I could only find it in one verse, but what an amazing verse it is. It's in Leviticus 26, verse 3 to 5. And it says, if you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you the seasonal rains. The land will then yield its crops and the trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your threshing season will overlap with your grape harvest. Now understand, that's two different harvests. Will overlap with your grape harvest, and your grape harvest will overlap with the season of planting grain. You will eat your fill and live securely in the land. What an amazing verse. Who doesn't want to grab a hold of that one and amen that one? You know, these verses are speaking of multiply blessing. They're talking about one blessing overlapping, one blessing on top of another blessing. So while one's still happening, that hasn't even finished when another one comes and lands on your doorstep. It lands in your lap. I love this thought. But you know, this passage in my Bible is entitled The Blessings of Obedience. It starts in verse 1 in this chapter and it goes through to verse 13. But you know what happens and what follows on from verse 13? It's verse 14. I know, that was a catch. That was a tricky one, wasn't it? It's verse 14. And you know what that next passage of Scripture is entitled? It's entitled The Punishments of Disobedience from verse 14 through down to verse 39. You should read it, all of it, from 1 to 39. You should read the whole thing. I encourage you to grab a hold of it and to inform yourself. If you haven't read it recently, read it again. You know, one thing I love about God is that He never just shows you half the picture and then lets you make a choice based on only half the information. He gives full disclosure. I got to tell you, that's one thing I'm appreciating more and more as I'm seeing the things that are happening in our world and politically all around the world and even in our own state and nation and all of these things. Full disclosure is valuable. And God says He's going to give us full disclosure so that you and I can truly make our own choice. And then I would encourage you, make a decision. You know, Joshua did this in Joshua 24, verse 15, and you would probably know these words. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, the blessings of the overlap are found in alignment with God, with His word and with His ways. In that place, God has got amazing things for you. And I just want to encourage you right now. You know, this word is really here just to kind of open up our hearts, open up our minds, open our awareness of where we're at right now. But this is the time to make decisions. This is the time to make a choice for God and allow Him to pour out the blessings that He wants to pour out upon you. You know, there's a passage on the blessings of obedience because God wants to bless you. He so wants to bless you. And so I'd just really say to you, why don't you ask God to help you to make His choices? That's the thing that we want to pray today. Right now, I'm going to pray for us that God would help us each to remember these choices that we have, that this is an intersection that God has given to us and a choice that he's given to us. And it's found in this season of overlap to make a stand for him, to live for him, to allow him to bless us, to be then the blessing that he's called us to be. I believe that that's your heart's desire. I know it's mine. So why don't we pray? Father God, I thank you so much for your goodness, incredible, Lord, that your word always, Lord, makes our choices so clear before us, Lord. You are not a God who is afar off. Lord God, you are a God who is close and near to us. Lord, you are not a God who is silent, but you are a God who communicates with us. Lord God, because you love us, Lord God, and you want us to choose well, Lord God. You want us to receive the goodness, Lord God, that you have for us. And so, Father, I pray for each and every person right now, Lord, that you would strengthen their hearts, Lord God, and you would make their choices clear. Lord, every day as they get up, Lord God, they would choose these things of unity and alignment, Lord God. They would choose to change and allow you to have your way. They would choose to exchange what's in their life and take what's in other people's lives, that they might all be strengthened together. Father, I thank you so much for this moment. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, I just declare, Lord, on behalf of every person that's watching, Lord God, Father, that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I speak this over every person watching, Lord, Lord, that they would make this same choice, that they would make this same declaration as for them and their household, Lord God. They would serve you, Lord. They would love you, Lord God. They would receive all the goodness from your hand that you have for them. Lord, I thank you so much that it's found in this place, Lord God, of decision. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, maybe you're in this place and you're saying, well, that's all very good, but I don't know God, and I'm listening to you, but I don't have that relationship. I don't understand. I don't read the Bible. I don't know what God's wanting. I want to encourage you. You know, as I said, I've been talking about choices today, really. And it really starts with one simple choice, and that is to ask Jesus Christ into your life. All God says, he just says that he loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die, to pay for the price for your wrongdoings. Guess what? We've all done them. But he says, if we will accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, if we will turn away from our old ways, in that place, we will find instant relationship with God, and he will walk with us and lead us and guide us and help us to choose life. So if that's you today and you're saying, yeah, you know what? I want to make a decision for Jesus. I want God in my life. I want him helping me with my choices, because the world is very uncertain. But I got to tell you what, God never changes. His goodness never fails. His faithfulness endures forever. His love for you will never turn cold. He loves you with an unending love. So if today you're in that place and you're saying, you know what, I want to ask God to come into my life. I want to ask Jesus to come into my life. I'd love the privilege of being able to lead you in a prayer. Because if you're anything like me, when somebody said that to me, gosh, like 30-something years ago, I had no idea how to pray. So I just love the honor of being able to lead you in a prayer. So when I pray, why don't you pray after me wherever you are? Just pray it out loud and just say, and as you do that, you know what? God's going to hear your words, and he's going to see your heart, and he's going to come in an instant. And from that point on, I would tell you, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. So if that's you right now, why don't you just pray with me? Dear God, I thank you for bringing me to this place, that I might learn of your great love for me. Today, God, I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior, my King and my friend. Father, forgive me of my past. Give me a fresh start today. And help me to live a life that is pleasing and honoring of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. That is so awesome. I want to say to you, if you prayed that prayer today, then I would love the opportunity, and our team would love the opportunity, to get alongside and encourage you in this new life, this new walk, in this new decision that you've made. So if that is you, there's just a little button. If you're watching on our online platform, there's a little button just on the right-hand side of your screen. Just hit that. It just says raise hand. Just hit that little button, and Pastor Tammy Newcastle from our New Life team will be in contact with you. And we would just love to be able to help you with this journey. We're about to give you a Bible and a few other things, and just create an opportunity for you to learn and grow about this new life, of this choice that you've made. If you're on Facebook, then just type into the comments, I want to give my life to Christ, or I prayed that prayer, or I asked Jesus into my heart. Just type something into there, because and one of our team will be straight in contact with you. Again, we just want to help you. We just want to encourage you in this new life and in this new walk. It's such an exciting day. We are so pleased for you, so proud of you for making that decision. It's an incredible decision. Personally, I am so grateful that somebody brought me into a space as well where I could make this decision, and my life has been incredible because of it, because Jesus, he never leaves you. You know what? Church, it's been an amazing, amazing morning. I hope that you've received something from the Word. Now, let's lean in. If you've got kids, why don't you lean in? We've got Kidmania coming up. Bless you, church. We'll see you real soon.